It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. This week's election guarantees that President Obama's next 2 years in office will be very different from his first two. With Republicans in control of the House of Representatives, it will be much more difficult for the White House to get legislation through Congress. Mr. Obama held a news conference at the White House yesterday to describe his plans for working with a divided Congress. NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports.
When Republicans lost control of Congress in 2006, President George W. Bush called it a thumpin'. 12 years before that, when Democrats lost the House and Senate, President Clinton said we were held accountable. Keenly aware of how history repeats itself, President Obama yesterday seemed to take some solace in what happened to his predecessors. He called the experience a growth process and said, this is something I think every president needs to go through.
Now, I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night. I'm sure there are easier ways to learn these lessons.
That moment of levity was the exception in an otherwise somber postmortem with the media. One reporter after another asked him, in essence, how does it feel?
Feels bad. The toughest thing over the last couple of days is seeing really terrific public servants not have the opportunity to serve anymore.
The president spent much of the news conference defending his policy choices. He said he believes the backlash against his party was largely due to the sluggish economic recovery.
If right now we had 5% unemployment instead of 9.6% unemployment, then people would have more confidence in those policy choices.
But he also talked at length about how he can work with Republicans in the next 2 years, hoping to reverse what has been a near total lack of bipartisanship until now. Mr. Obama's rhetoric yesterday recalled at several points the message that President Clinton tried to deliver in 1994, and even President Reagan's speech on the morning after the 1982 midterms.
We look forward to working with this Congress now, in a bipartisan fashion, to solving the major problems that still have to be solved.
That was then. This is now.
And that's going to require all of us, including me, to work harder at building consensus.
Responsibly in Washington.
We want you to work harder to arrive at consensus. The question is going to be, can Democrats and Republicans sit down together and come up with, again, the question is going to be, do we all come to the table with an open mind and say to ourselves, what do we think is actually going to make a difference? I've been willing to compromise in the past, and I'm going to be willing to compromise going forward.
It's similar to the message Mr. Obama has delivered from time to time for the last 2 years, that no one party has a monopoly on good ideas. Mr. Obama named specific areas where he thinks the two parties can reach agreement: cutting the deficit, improving education, simplifying the tax code, and ending earmarks. His tone on the whole was more conciliatory than combative. Very different from some of the newly empowered Republicans in Congress. The top Republican senator, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, held a press conference on Capitol Hill yesterday where he said the American people voted for change and there are two ways to get there.
Our friends on the other side can change now and work with us to address the issues that are important to the American people that we all understood. Or further change obviously can happen in 2012.
This back and forth sounds very familiar to Pat Griffin, who was legislative affairs director in the Clinton White House.
I think the real question is whether or not the opposition really sees it in their self-interest to cooperate on any matter, and if so, what matter, and then when.
In the 90s, there was a year and a half of outright war between congressional Republicans and President Clinton. Eventually, the two sides decided to work together on issues such as updating welfare.
Both sides have to say it is in our now political self-interest to try to find a way to make a deal. I don't think that threshold decision has been made either in general or in specific.
It's a decision both sides will consider as they prepare for the Washington realignment that takes effect when the new Congress takes office in January. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.